Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Dragon Transformation Fantasy. In this file, you will be changed into a dragon and dream of a mountain. But before we can dream, we have to begin. And before we can begin, you have to dream about how you can become something completely different, yet hidden inside. And as you consider this dream, wondering where your mind may wander, a waterfall of emotions flowing from your neck all the way down, all the way down. And while you listen, listening to my voice telling you a story, I'd like you to really enjoy the story. And you will. You will enjoy the story immensely. Because while you listen, the story will become real. The words will weave around you, painting a picture that you can see, flowing from one place to the next so you can feel everything. And while you hear what I'm saying, you'll listen. Close your eyes and look at my words flowing before your mind, wonderfully drawing, sketching, a place where you'll find yourself, a deep part inside yourself that may not have been there before, invisible and yet ever-present. In this place, you enjoy nature. You feel at home in it. And as you can feel nature around you, you see the trees, the leaves, you see the branches and hear the wind weaving through them. You can feel the grass beneath your feet and see the flickering light of sun dancing on a drop of dew. There you are, exploring a mountain, a mysterious place of legend where people say that it is haunted. You have prepared yourself well. You know the way back, and you have everything needed with you. You can go into caves and explore, going deeper and deeper with every step and trying to find any part of you that is still awake to go deeper, flowing into that empty state as you listen to this dream. And there is a cave, a deep, dark opening hidden by some of the overgrowth. You find it, wondering if you were led there or if it was just chance that brought you there. You feel so safe, so close to the mountain. You know that this is the place you are supposed to be. Going inside feels as natural as stepping inside your own home. It should be darker there, but your eyes are having no trouble noticing the edges and shapes as they curve across the ceiling, cracks and crevices flowing by you as you step deeper into the cave. Inside, you cross many small rooms, naturally occurring inside of these rocks, until you finally stand in what you feel is the heart of the mountain. There is a strange rock, crystalline, softly glowing in an unseen light, as soon as you pick it up, you feel so sleepy. Your mind is completely at ease because you know that this is the right thing. This is what was supposed to happen. You clutch the rock against your heart. The warmth of it flows through you, and as you sleep deeply on the cavern floor, you feel completely comfortable. You don't even notice the transformations of your body. While you dream of flying, your back arches and grows big leathery wings. Your arms and legs position themselves slightly differently. A long scaly tail forms at the base of your spine. You dream of flying and look down at yourself as you see yourself sleeping, almost glowing in the mountain. And as you look at your own body in the dream, you see a powerful dragon, wings able to fly, scales glistening in the light, ever beautiful, and perhaps somewhat intimidating. Your long, agile neck is easily capable of looking around. You soar across the sky, flying way beyond what you've known. Finally, you curl back up in your dragon body and drift to sleep. It doesn't surprise you when you awaken that you are indeed a dragon. Your body feels powerful. With your claws you can carve rock. With your tail you can smash. With your jaw you could crush a tree. Your body is long, powerful and elegant. Your eyes can see in the dark without any effort. And the cave you are in, while you recognize it, it seems even older. The exit, which was just barely enough for you to get in, is now more than big enough for the dragon part of you. You slowly, just carefully walk through the caverns until you exit the cave. The first thing you do is take a deep breath as everything smells different. Your eyes are so sharp they can see the wings of a butterfly flapping so far away. Your ears can hear the beat of their wings, and your body can almost feel the air that it moves. After finally moving your eyes from this fascinating small world into the big one, you look at everything. Trees, plants, grass, animals, you spot them without any effort. The world seems so much fuller than you realized. You can see every small animal hiding in the undergrowth. You can easily hear all the birds as they fly through the sky. You can feel where everything is hiding, walking, sleeping, or simply existing. And of course, your powerful new body wants to fly. With a single beat of your wings, you are airborne, and a few more help you soar so high. The mountain itself is your home, your base, your place. You fly around it like the powerful protector you are. You take care not to disturb anything or anyone, an unseen, powerful protector. The animals can feel your presence, but they know you are there for them, that you are there to keep them safe, to protect. And you fly around, looking at every hill and valley on the mountain slopes, every crack and crevice, some of them almost changing as you fly over them, your perspective shifting, your powerful wings making you soar so fast, flying with elegance and grace, so easy. You can see from this distance easily the differences in the mountain as it starts low and lush, becoming more and more bare as the height increases. Your place is safe. When it is time and the sun sets, you fly back to your cave, nestling deep inside the mountain. Inside your chest there is a powerful glowing heartbeat, and you know that everything is all right. Sleep comes easy once you curl up, comfortably resting on a part of your tail and dreaming. As a dragon once again, you have no idea how much time has passed. You know that it is more than a night, but it is difficult to determine exactly how long. Your dragon self feels natural. It is how you are meant to be, intended to feel. And you are so sensitive to the mountain itself that you feel that something is wrong. Someone is climbing the mountain, and you are not sure of their intent. Their footsteps are like soft drums that you can hear echoing through the mountain. Their steps are nowhere near as smooth as those of animals, and you know it cannot be a bird. And the irregularity of the steps betrays footwear. Who are they? What are they looking for? You carefully exit the cave and fly up. You want to find them, so you look with your sharp dragon eyes, but you don't spot them. You do your best to look around and fly around. You try to look at the changes, attempting to remember everything from the hill, from the mountain, valleys. You try to remember every little detail as you place it over your current vision, looking at what's changed. You wonder what they're doing here, and you finally spot some broken branches, and from there it's easy to follow the trail once you know what you're looking for. It takes but moments to find out where this person, this human, is hiding. You watch them for a while. They're searching, perhaps for a flower, maybe something else. But they are not welcome here. With a loud thump, you land close to them, asking in a powerful voice, "What are they doing here?" They answer, voice shaky, worried about the sudden dragon appearance, your beauty, elegance, and calm, and obvious power can be intimidating. They tell you about how they are seeking a special flower. They need it to create a healing potion. You tell them that it is all right to take the flower, but then they must leave and never speak of this. Their eyes tell you that they are honest when they promise that this is what they'll do. You sit atop the mountain watching their progress until they finally find what they're looking for, and rapidly leave. Once the mountain is again completely at ease, you return to the cave, falling into a wonderfully deep sleep, ready to awaken when it is needed. But until then, you rest, you sleep. And you dream of your powerful dragon self, protecting your home and flying. In a moment when I tell you to sleep, you will take off your headphones and sleep. Take off your headphones and sleep.